This is Dr. Manager. Can you report a consultation on patient Chloe Bellows? First name Chloe, last name Bellows. Date of birth 8/23/1984. Referring physician Dr. Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A. At Women's Health Center on Grove Street, Robert Wood Johnson, Barnabas, Women's Health Center, Grove Street, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07306. I'm sorry, 07302. Dear Dr. Aurora, thank you for referring Miss Chloe Bellows for infectious disease evaluation. As you know, patient was recently treated for recurrent vaginal infections. Period. New paragraph. Patient is a 39-year-old female with history of recurrent vaginal infections, which was treated with Diflucan. This was followed by a short course of Flagyl due to the possibility of bacterial vaginosis. At that time, symptoms improved. Most recently, she had an IUD removed, and according to the patient, she has no symptoms of vaginal itch, vaginal discharge at this time. Patient has allergy to Keflex. Past medical history denies any hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, liver disease, cancer, stroke. She has no history of any STDs except for possible herpes simplex, which was many years ago and has not recurred. Serology is not available at this time. The patient is asymptomatic. HSV. PCR tests have all been negative. Patient has no significant travel, no pets. Lived in Argentina and Brazil back in 2019. GYN history, normal cycles, sexually active with one partner. History of LEAP procedure 2010, no recurrence. History of HSV treated in the past. Surgical history positive for eye surgery as a child for correction of strabismus, as well as LEAP surgery. Family history positive for lung cancer, diabetes, negative heart disease, positive strokes, and a grandparent. Medications include fish oil, vitamins, and probiotics. Social history, doesn't drink, smoke, or use intravenous drugs. Physical examination reveals well-nourished, well-developed female, awake, alert, oriented, times 3. No acute distress, temperature is 98, BP is 110 over 70, pulse 76, respiratory rate is 18. Height 5'8", weight 140. Head normal, ears normal, nose normal, lungs clear, heart is 1S2, abdomen soft, non-tender, extremities, no cyanosis, no clubbing, no edema, neurological, non-focal, moves upper and lower extremities, no focal deficits. Impression after review of available lab tests. No definitive diagnosis has been made as to etiology of recurrent vaginal infection. At this time, patient is asymptomatic, status post removal of IUD. IUDs can and have been associated with frequent candida infections, so no specific therapy is indicated at this time. Patient does mention occasional diarrhea early in the morning with some pruritus. Based on this, stool for ovum parasites will be sent. Any results will be forwarded to your attention. In conclusion, no specific recommendations made at this time due to the fact that the patient had IUD removed and feels improved. The patient has been instructed to contact me if symptoms recur, further testing may be ordered, period. We'll follow along with you and add further recommendations. Thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the care of your patients. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACP, and of Dictation.